Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a rocket that has been the pride of a nation for more than three decades suddenly losing its grip in mid-flight, taking with it 16 valuable satellites. That is exactly what happened on a January morning in 2026, when ISRO's Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle, the workhorse of Indian space, suffered a third-stage anomaly that cost the nation its most trusted launch vehicle for the second time in a row. First, let us understand why this incident has captured headlines. On the 12th of January, at 10:17 a.m. Indian Standard Time, the PSLV-C-62 lifted off from the first launch pad at the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota. The first two stages performed flawlessly, delivering the vehicle to the altitude where the solid third stage was to ignite. As soon as that solid propellant stage lit, a roll rate disturbance began to develop. The rocket started rotating around its longitudinal axis beyond the allowable limits, and before the scheduled separation of the third stage, it lost attitude control entirely. The flight termination conditions were met, and the vehicle was forced onto a suborbital trajectory that dipped to roughly minus 3,800 km by 390 km at an inclination of 98 degrees. The wreckage fell into the southern Indian Ocean near 75 east and 18 south. Only one payload survived the ordeal, the Spanish re-entry capsule known as SCID, which had already separated before the third stage anomaly and managed to transmit telemetry for about 3 minutes, enduring a peak deceleration of 28 g before splashing down. Now, what did the PSLV lose? 16 satellites vanished in that crash. The primary payload, EOSIN-1, was an Earth observation satellite that represented the next generation of imaging capability for India. Alongside it were a classified DRDO microsatellite for electronic intelligence, a small research satellite from Nepal, several Spanish commercial and technology demonstration payloads, and additional small satellites from Mauritius and Brazil. The loss is not merely a matter of hardware, it undermines the confidence of commercial customers who had booked co-passenger slots through New Space India Limited, ISRO's commercial arm. It is crucial to note the alarming pattern that has emerged. The previous PSLV failure, PSLV-C-61 in May 2025, also involved a third-stage anomaly. This marks the first time that two consecutive failures have been traced to the same stage of the PSLV, a vehicle that had boasted a record of over 60 successful missions since its first operational success in 1994. The question that now confronts the organization is whether both incidents share a common root cause. Could there be a design defect, a manufacturing deviation, or a lapse in quality control specific to the solid motor? The solid propellant stage is produced by the Vikram Sarabhai Space Center in collaboration with the Satish Dhawan Space Center, SHAR, and any batch-level issue in propellant casting or motor assembly would be catastrophic, because once a solid stage ignites, it cannot be throttled or shut down. Moreover, one must ask whether the investigation after the C-61 mission was sufficiently thorough before clearing the vehicle for another flight. In response, ISRO Chairman V.N. Narayanan has constituted a failure analysis committee, following the standard protocol for mission anomalies. The committee's findings will determine the corrective actions and the timeline for a return to flight. Given the seriousness of two back-to-back third-stage failures, a more exhaustive investigation than after C-61 is expected, and experts anticipate a minimum of 6 to 12 months before the next PSLV launch can be attempted. The repercussions extend far beyond the immediate loss of satellites. Commercially, ISRO and NSIL have been expanding their launch services, competing with SpaceX's Falcon 9, Arianespace, and China's Long March rockets. Two consecutive failures will likely drive prospective customers toward alternative launch providers, erode ISRO's pricing power, and push back revenue projections for the commercial arm. Insurance premiums for satellite launches typically surge after a launcher failure, meaning Indian customers will face higher launch insurance costs until the PSLV regains its reliability record. Although the crewed Gagnyaan mission relies on the LVM-3, not the PSLV, the broader institutional credibility and morale of the workforce are at stake. A loss of confidence can create indirect pressure on all ISRO programs, including the ambitious plans for a space station and future lunar and interplanetary missions. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The PSLV-C62 mission launched on 12 January 2026 at 10:17 a.m. Indian Standard Time from the first launch pad at Sriharikota. It was the 64th flight of the PSLV, a four-stage vehicle that alternates solid and liquid propulsion, with the third stage being solid. The failure was a roll rate disturbance during the third stage burn that caused loss of attitude control before stage separation, sending the vehicle on a suborbital path of approximately -3,800 km by 390 km at a 98-degree inclination, and the debris impacted the southern Indian Ocean near 75 east and 18 south. 16 satellites were lost, including the primary Earth observation satellite EOSIN-1 and 15 co-passengers from DRDO, Nepal, Spain, Mauritius, and Brazil. The only survivor was the Spanish re-entry capsule KID, which transmitted telemetry for 3 minutes and endured a peak deceleration of 28G. The chairman overseeing the response is V.N. Narayanan, and this marks the second consecutive PSLV failure, both involving the third stage. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the mission code PSLV-C62, the date 12 January 2026, the stage 3 failure, the loss of 16 satellites, and the primary payload EOSIN-1. Also keep in mind the configuration of the PSLV, a four-stage vehicle with alternating solid and liquid stages, and the role of NSIL as the commercial launch arm. For mains, you can discuss the impact on India's space economy and commercial launch market, the importance of institutional accountability and failure analysis protocols, the possible knock-on effects for the Gagnyaan program and India's broader space station ambitions, and the evolving private sector landscape under the Indian National Space Promotion and Authorization Center, known as INSPACE. In summary, the consecutive third-stage failures of the PSLV strike at the heart of India's reputation for reliable, cost-effective space access. The way ISRO addresses the root cause restores confidence among commercial customers and safeguards its future missions will shape not only the nation's space trajectory but also the strategic and economic dimensions that UPSC aspirants must grasp.